3, this is Peter Bell.
22 past 1, we're with Neville Friedman from Friedman, Lurie, Singh and the Angelo. Let's get back to the calls. Colin in Cardinia.
Yeah, good afternoon, Evan, Pete. Can you give me the actual cost of the legal side of the divorce and what is involved when all the finances have all been sorted out and paid? It's just the actual paperwork of getting it put through.
Colin, obviously you guys can do, as I've said so often on the show before, people can do these things themselves, so that's one option for you. A lot of people don't because that's just not where they're at. It's not on their page. And I think the cost is between about $1,500 and $2,000, and that takes into account all of the paperwork that needs to be done on the assumption that you've got what's called a consent order.
Yes.
So that if you and your spouse have agreed that this is what you want to do,
yep,
and you're able to agree that, then it makes things cheaper for obvious reasons because you're not litigating about it. And you really shouldn't exceed, I wouldn't imagine, $2,000 on the exercise.
Sounds good.
So that's no problem at all.
Thanks very much, Ned.
Great pleasure.
There you go. Colin, sorry, before there, I actually sneezed. I had to stifle a sneeze. That's why it sounded funny. I might have a listen to that later to see what it sounded like. We're with Neville Friedman from Friedman, Lurie, Singh and D'Angelo. If you had a question for Neville, 9221882 is the number to call to Joe in Perth. Hi, Joe. Oh,
hi, guys. Great show. My question is, my son has been divorced for about 3-4 years. And I've got a 12-year-old grandson, and every time I go, well, he's got all the papers, like he can pick up his son every fortnight. He eventually doesn't do it, but she's hurting us for, me going and pick him up. I used to go pick him up all, in Pinjarra, that's where they live, and
yeah,
bring him back. And but now, today I'll ask him again and pick it up. She's always got excuses, I've made arrangement, blah, blah, blah. She knows that's our second week. So now, because she's got an issue with my son, I don't want to know about it. I just want to know, is there a way I can get my grandson legally or whatever?
Joe, there's no reason why you shouldn't have access to your grandson. But if you're unable to negotiate something, I suggest speak to a practitioner once again who deals with this sort of thing. And they might really, what you want to try and do first is to negotiate a position which is good for everybody and particularly for the grandson. Now, and so you don't want to get involved in an adversarial situation too early. What you could also do is phone the family court because they have got some people there who might be able to assist you in dealing with this sort of matter. And if you really run into trouble at the end of the day, then you're going to have to go and get some legal advice.
But we tried everything. We even had to sign a passport for her to go into Bali, and she was nice about it. Now they're back, she changed that attitude again. So
they do that. Yeah. Go and talk to somebody who can help you with it and give you your options. Okay.
You would
have a
phone number I could ring to, please.
Well, you can certainly phone us. We're in the phone book, 9254-0000.
Okay, thanks very much, Laurie.
It's a great pleasure.
No worries at all. Good luck with that, Joe. Let's go to Ellenbrook. Vic. Hi, Vic.
How are you going?
Good.
What's happening, Vic?
I've just got planning a trip in September, and I need to get a passport for my son organised. And my ex-wife hasn't signed the consent part of the passport, and I'm sort of like waiting. And like, what's the next step so I can take for that to happen?
Vic, how old's your son?
16.
16? 15?
15.
I reckon you better put your spouse to time on that, otherwise you're going to might run out of time getting a passport. And I think that if you can't get her consent, again, unfortunately, I don't think that there's any mechanism to force her to sign it. You're going to have to come and talk to somebody who can help you with that problem also. Ultimately, you might need an application to the family court to deal with getting that signature either from your spouse or getting the court to authorize somebody to sign on her behalf and then have the migration people accept that signature, that substitute signature.
Yeah, all right. Okay, no, then.
Good luck.
Good on you, Vic. Good luck with that. It seems to be a common issue, doesn't it, when one or other of the parents want to take the child overseas, of course, the other partner's then terrified that they're not going to come back.
Some of it, though, unfortunately, Peter, is also just spite and malice.
Yes.
And
yes.
There is no proper justification. I mean, it doesn't sound like this previous caller.
No.
He doesn't sound like a gentleman to me who's with that accent. He's living in Australia. He's been here all his life. He's not going to come back. And unless there's something wrong with the child, the 15-year-old kid, why wouldn't you let him go on holiday with a parent other than malice? So she's probably looking to gain some advantage out of withholding the signature, and that's not in the interests of the child.
Neville, back to my example of a couple who have a child, then they break up. Child's very young, so you've got to work out access to child for both father and mother. And we were talking about what the child maintenance would be, statutory. If you haven't gone to a court and got an order, there's a statutory amount of the Child Support Act.
Yeah, there's Child Support Agency can be notified, and they will collect the information in regard to the incomes of the people, and then they will impose a payment regime, which can, by the way, be amended by an application to the family court if there is a proper reason for doing so.
Okay.
And we've had some issues where the imposition of those amounts have been a bit inappropriate, and so you've actually got to go back and justify either an increase or a reduction.
Okay, Alan in Cannington. G'day, Alan.
Oh, good day, Peter. My question to the gentleman with you,
Neville,
to Neville, is in regard to my daughter. She's separated at the moment. In regard to consent form, what's the procedure in getting a consent form?
Alan, I presume when you say that they're married.
They're married,
and
yes.
Now they've separated.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you've got to be separated for 12 months before you can apply for a divorce, and then
I realise that.
Okay,
yes.
That's okay. And then there are some other processes which the procedures which have come into place which force you to have some consultations to try and solve these things before getting a divorce. But once you've gone through that process, all you need to do is to get the relevant consent forms, and really you want the parties to agree, because that's the name consent, and provided you can get them to complete those forms, somebody can lodge them down, one of the parties can lodge them down at the family court, and in theory, provided everything has been properly attended to, that process will take its natural course, and in due course, the divorce will come through.
I see. We've already seen a solicitor.
Yep.
They're going to marriage guidance.
That's correct.
Things.
Yep.
And but in the course of conversation with the solicitor, I was there. He said about this consent form that you'll need to do that within the 12 months.
Correct.
And I said, what charges for that? And he said you can do it yourself. But he said, if I do it, it would be approximately $5,000.
I have to be very careful here in making a comment about another practitioner's cost, because my problem is I don't have any idea of the nature and extent of the issues. But we had a caller a few minutes ago, and I answered the same question, and I came to a figure of about $2,000, I think. So the great danger in making this sort of broad-brush approach is, you understand. That sounds to me to be
excessive, because within 5 minutes later, he said that it could be $2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah, I think that's let's call it an overestimation. And I think that if you have any concerns about that, then I can only give you the same telephone number I gave the other gentleman, which is 925-4000.
Thank you.
I'll sort it out for you.
Thank you, Alan. you might want to look at perhaps getting a second opinion. If you think it's excessive, then maybe go and get a second opinion. Neville, we thank you for your time this afternoon.
It's a great pleasure. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody.
That's Neville Friedman from Friedman, Lurie, Singh and D'Angelo. Thanks to everyone who called up. Sensitive matters. We wish you all the best with those. 28 to 2. Let's get the news headlines with Caitlin Barr.